We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
There's a 1-2 swing and a ball lined into right, base hit. Hayes touches third. Garcia's throw is cut off. Hayes is in. Now a rundown. Triolo stays in it. The throw to the plate. Cruz is caught in a rundown. He's thrown out, but the Pirates get a run. Jared Triolo with an RBI hit on opening day. And for the first time, the Pirates have the lead.
And they maintain that lead to win the opener on the road in Miami. And that voice, Joe Block, your Pirates broadcaster, who will join us every Friday at this time throughout the season. Good morning, and say hello to Tamira Rush.
Hi, Tamira, and good morning, and it's good to be back.
Yeah, I saw Joe. Tamira, as you know, we were down in spring training last week, and those guys were ready. The players, the broadcasters, everybody, to get the season started. So it started with some excitement because they were down early 2-0 and then battled all the way back. Fun to get victory number one.
Yeah, and 5-2 at one point. And if you listened or watched, you know that there were some frustrating moments as well, because both teams seemed to give away some opportunities throughout the game. But it's all that matters is what prevailed in the end. And the one thing we heard a lot about, the Pirates' bullpen, boy, they really came through. They gave up one single in 6 1/3 innings yesterday. No runs, and they held serve, and the Pirates came back to win.
Hey, Joe, I just have a question. I know absolutely nothing about baseball. So how would you describe this team to a casual fan like myself?
Well, I think that's what's fun about the game of baseball. In fact, I probably would describe my kids as very, and my wife as very, casual baseball fans too. And they listened yesterday as the first game. They had some interest because the Pirates were back, and they really were captivated because the team kept coming back in the game and won the game in 12 innings. And that's pretty unusual for a game to go extra innings or long in the extra innings these days. So I think from the casual viewer or listener, you want to have storylines, like with, for instance, the Pirates have a lot of young players. So do they get better over the course of the season? And then also some of the names, as you may know, Andrew McCutchen back for a second season in his second go around with the Pirates, his 11th season overall. So some familiar faces, some personalities that you may know or get to know. I think those are some of the things that over time, if you tune in once in a while, even if it's just casually, like you said, you should be able to kind of pick up on what's going on, and hopefully over the course of the season, you get to enjoy what the Pirates do this year.
Ah, nice.
We're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. So, Joe, that said, one of the things that resonated with me from last week's conversations with so many, including you and all the broadcasters, is this team can hit. And it certainly felt like that yesterday, where there'd been frustrating times in the past trying to get hits. This team looks like they'll hit.
Yeah, and the home run ball, we saw that a lot in spring training. No team had more home runs in spring training than the Pirates. And so you say, well, what good is that? None of those games count. But we saw it yesterday, 3 home runs. And in today's baseball, for sure, it bails you out sometimes. The Pirates did not have the best day offensively. They were 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position, meaning you get runners at second or third base. How often do you get them over, get them in? The other team, the Marlins, same thing. They also were 2-for-17. So they didn't cash in opportunities, but you hit a home run. Reynolds tied it up, like you said, with a home run in the third inning. Then Olivares with a pinch hit home run in his only at bat as a Pirate so far. Cruz ties it up with a home run in the eighth inning. So the home run ball can bail you out sometimes, get you some of that instant offense. And so looks like the Pirates going to hit more home runs this year. Probably not going to lead baseball, but way more than they have been in the past. And that's always exciting, whether you're listening or watching. All of a sudden, the score changes with one swing.
So you're in Miami for the next 3 days. Then you go to Washington. You get a day off. on Tuesday, and then you come back for the opener next Friday, a week from today. That'll be a lot of fun. But so what? Somebody asked me, what do those guys do? Like, you got 4 days, you're going to South Beach?
Yeah, laying out.
Well, yeah. Well, if you know me, you know that's not what I'm doing. So, yeah, I just...
Wear SPF Joe. Or wear a hat.
It's so fun. I do. It's so funny. My neighbors, I get back. You know, I'm gone for 6-7 weeks at a time, and they know I go to Florida, and they go, Joe, were you down in Florida? And they have to ask, because I look exactly the same as if I were in 39-degree weather for the last 6-7 weeks.
That's hilarious. You
know, that's just how I do it. I got the dad hat, the big fisherman hat I wear all the time. So, yeah, but no, there's a lot to do going on. I get out and enjoy myself a little bit, especially during spring training. But this time of year, we start to lock in, and a lot to read about, a lot to learn about, a lot to talk about with the guys. So that's kind of what I do with my time down here.
So 7:10 first pitch tonight in Miami, and 93.7 The Fan, your flagship. We share that and love that we do, and carry occasional ball games here in the original home of the Bucs, KDK Radio. And you know that. You're a kind of a radio historian of sorts, too.
Ooh. I'd like to be, yeah. I'd like to know about all that. But, yeah, the first baseball game ever on KDK Radio, and once in a while, the Pirate Games, still on KDK after all these years. I love it. More than a century.
I still love baseball on the radio, and you guys do a great job. So good luck this weekend. We'll see you back in the Berg next Friday, and we'll talk to you at 9:30 Friday morning.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, it'll be opening day in Pittsburgh.
Let's go, Bucks.
All right, Joe. Take care.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block on the Big K Morning Show.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.